I had this lofty ideal of making this really, really funny PowerPoint with all these images and graphics to accompany this discussion topic. And I thought, well, it's really not going to do it justice because they're not the human feel or the human element. So instead, I will lecture you for 30 minutes. I actually enjoy having a discussion and discourse. So I prefer that if you actually ask me questions while we're in the middle of that subject and topic rather than holding your questions to the end. I'll repeat them back so that way it's recorded as well. I just feel that while it's on your mind, you might as well ask. And of course, there is no dumb question. I was tasked with talking about preparing your witness for a deposition. Now, to me, there are a lot of things that seem like they're normal or logical or things that you should know just by virtue of having a client. Some of the things I'm going to talk about and things I'll highlight, you're going to say, well, duh. But the issue with us, and I think attorneys in general, is that we forget that what's duh to us is foreign to another person or something that's completely off from what they're used to doing on a day-to-day basis. And I think that one thing that we lack a lot is that human element of making this process a real process for your client. This is their case. This is one of your 20 cases, 50 cases, or 100 cases. So for you, it may be a day at the office. For them, it's a bigger deal. But know this, your deposition will make or break your case. And that doesn't mean just in trial, because certainly in trial, it will break your case a lot of times, but also in negotiations. So it's really important. One of the things, and I'm just going to start from the top as to what to do when you have a client in the door and a deposition's been requested. Remember, when I'm talking about this whole thing, I'm going to talk about your witness and I'm going to talk about your clients, whether it be plaintiff or defendant side. Because the caveat to me is you can have a witness that witnessed the incident, witnessed or had, was a bystander, whatever it is. They're still your witness that you're presenting or an expert witness that you're presenting. But the idea is that you're really not going to prepare them, or I should say you should not prepare them, because people like myself will find out everything that you guys talked about and show that bias in there. So that put that in your mind and know that that's why I'm specifically honing in on talking about clients and whatever side it is and specific to you and your case. So you get this notice in and you find out that your client's about to go to a deposition. I've seen many methodologies in which people convey to their clients that a deposition is going to happen. One of the fast and furious ways is to call them up and say, hey, by the way, your secretary calls them up and says there's a deposition. Oh, they're just going to interview you. Come by. The attorney will talk to you for 30 minutes. I don't think that that's a great idea. Have a template form. Now, there's two things that I've seen a lot. Either a template form that's written in a sheet of paper that has, like, literally an outline of what to expect, what they're thinking, what could happen, just to answer those questions. They watch a lot of TV, just like I watch a lot of TV, and we all know that what we see on TV is nothing like what it is in real life. And so having that on a letter coming into your client's house, it makes it look like, A, you're professional and you're on top of your game. B, it gives them the time to sit there and marinate on it if that's your type of client that needs to sit there and see the information and understand what's happening. I've also seen videos that a lot of firms prepare, usually firms with money, where when the client comes in, they sit down with the video before they even meet with the attorney and set the ground rules. So these ground rules are what I'm going to talk about first before we talk about what we do actually when you're inside the deposition itself, when you're preparing your client. These are the ground rules that you should go over with your client via letter, video, and or both, and then verbal at the end. Because remember, we know that three times is when they actually, it sticks with them. So remember to start off with the obvious. What is a deposition? So you want to talk to them about this testimony is going to be under oath. Hopefully you've already had the discussion about things being under oath when you did the interrogatories, and you talked to them about their sworn answers. So discuss that this is under oath, and this is exactly the way you would see it as seen on TV and what you're going to have to do when you're down at the courthouse. I think that that's something that you have to explain to them, that this is, it looks casual, it smells casual, but it ain't casual. And that is something that most clients have to have in the forefront of their mind. It's in a booklet form. Everything you say is going to be written down. And just like this other booklet, and I usually will take a deposition that I've had before and just have it just to show them what it looks like and show them it says question answer, just so that they know when you're describing to somebody like, hey, it's in booklet form, they don't understand that to be what we know it to be. That when they're sitting in that witness stand at trial and somebody's impeaching them, that they're going to come with that booklet and read from that thing. It's really important for visuals and for them to have that that direct idea that this is what's going to happen if they testify one way or the other. I also talk about it possibly being about by video. Now, a lot of firms, there was a big push with plaintiffs' firms, I think about 5-6 years ago, that it was cheaper to do videos, video depositions, even without a stenographer, and then having that transcribed right before the eve of trial because it was cheaper that way. And if you look at the rules, the threshold's not that high. You can bring a handheld camera of your own, and that's good enough for you to videotape the deposition, so long as somebody can swear you in.